Vice President Kwesi Amissah-Arthur has tasked the new British High Commissioner to Ghana, John Benjamin, to work to further consolidate the relations between Ghana and the UK. He mentioned in particular trade and investment to get more Ghanaians out of poverty. Vice President Amissah-Arthur said this when the High Commissioner paid a courtesy call on him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He said the government and the people of Ghana will collaborate with him to make his duty tour successful.
What we want to do over the next few years during my mission here is to increase further the commercial relationship between Britain and Ghana through investments here by British companies. And yesterday we saw parliamentary approval for the Atuabo project, which involves Lonro, which is a British company looking to build a huge new port facility to process the ever greater amounts of oil and gas coming on stream. So that's one very current example. Our bilateral aid program is in the order of about £90 million a year. Our assistance is still very much focused on working with the government on poverty alleviation issues, health issues, education issues. There's a focus in the north of Ghana. As a country graduates into lower middle income and then middle income status, naturally there's a trade-off, and over time the amount of assistance may go down.
This is High Commissioner John Benjamin. In an interview with the media after a closed session with the Vice President, Ambassador Benjamin said security, commerce, trade, investment and education scholarship will include some of the areas he will be focusing on during his stay.
Ghana and the UK have long-standing relations, and I hope that there's an opportunity for you also to extend the relationship. We have economic, security, social, political, cultural ties that bind the two countries, and I think it's an opportunity for every head of mission to take the relationship another notch. Hope that will be available to help you with your work so that the great relationship that we've built up over the years will continue. We are going through economic changes. You also, your country is also going through that. We have needs in trade and investment particularly that we'd like to exploit, and we hope that it will be possible that we'll have a relationship that improves the living standards of our people.
That was Vice President Kwesi Amissah-Arthur.